The third of the Aseres Hadibros is Losisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Do not take the name of Hashem, your God, in vain. The Rambam, the Sefer Achinuch, and many others explain that the primary expression of this Dibra is taking what's known as a Shvua Shav, a useless Shvua, an oath which is basically pointless. And the Rambam and others explain that there's basically four classic examples or ways in which one can violate this prohibition. Number one would be to take a shvua, to take an oath that contradicts a clearly known fact. You see a piece of marble and you take an oath that it's actually gold. That's just a completely pointless statement. Everyone sees it's marble. Number two, to take a shvua, to take an oath that verifies and confirms a clearly known fact. You don't need a shvua to tell me that a stone is a stone or the sky is the sky. It's just a wasted oath. Number three is if you would take a shvua to violate any mitzvah. And that's also considered in vain because it also is pointless because it doesn't accomplish anything. Because a shvua cannot take effect if it contravenes any mitzvah in the Torah, since, as Chazal explained, that we are all already nishba va'omed. At the moment of Har Sinai, when we accepted the Torah as a nation, we all became bound by the oath to keep the Torah, and that prior, pre-existing shvua, that oath, will always precede any subsequent oath that you would make to violate the Torah, and therefore any oath that would force you ostensibly to violate the Torah is also pointless and ineffective. And last but not least, the fourth example of a shvua shav is if you take an oath to do something that you obviously cannot do, simply impossible. For example, if you took an oath not to sleep for three straight days, which according to Chazal is something that's physically impossible, or not to eat for a whole week or something like that. So also just it's pointless and irrelevant, and therefore you've taken God's name in vain if you take an oath with Hashem's name in any of these four ways. There is a very interesting machlokes rishonim, whether this prohibition, which primarily takes place in the context of a shavua, does that relate to or does it apply to generally mentioning Hashem's name for no purpose, even without the context of the oath. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachaye and others actually think that it does. And the Ramban points out here in his commentary in Parshas Yisro that the Pasuk does not say lo tishba. It says lo tisa. So why didn't it just say lo tishba if all it was talking about was an oath? Rather, what does that mean, lo tisa? It means don't mention Hashem's name without any reason in any context. Primarily, one would typically use it in the form or the context of a shavua, but using it in any context unnecessarily is a consideration of this iser d'oraisa. However, other rishonim disagree, and they point to a gemara in Masechet Temura and Daf Daled, which implies that it's prohibited to mention God's name in vain, just stam in a random context, but it's actually not a violation of the Ten Commandments. It's not a violation of lo sisa. Rather, it would be a violation of the commandment to fear Hashem. It would be a bittul of the mitzvah to fear Hashem. And this is, among others, the psak of the Rambam in Perek Yud Bet of Hilchos Shvuos. The Rambam says if you would just randomly mention Hashem's name for no purpose, even if it's not in the context of a shvua, that's an avera even daraisa, but nothing to do with the Ten Commandments, nothing to do with lo sisa, rather a prohibition of fearing Hashem. A third possible context where this is discussed on the level of a daraisa is a discussion about bracha levatala, taking shem shemayim lashav, as the Gemara calls it in Masech the Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel. If a person would make a bracha unnecessarily, is that you've used Hashem's name, and it's an unnecessary bracha, unnecessary reference to Hashem's name, is that a violation of the biblical prohibition of lo tisa? So the Gemara at face value, the simple reading of the Gemara there on Daf Lamed Gimel and Brachos, implies that it actually is a biblical violation, part of the Isser Daraisa of Lo Sisa. And the simple reading of the Rambam, both in Hilchos Shvuos and in Hilchos Brachos, is that the Rambam also paskins that a bracha levatala, a complete unnecessary bracha, would be an Isser Daraisa of taking Hashem's name in vain. However, many other Rishonim dispute this, Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rosh, they all dispute it, and they all say that a bracha said with Hashem's name unnecessarily is a prohibition, but only a rabbinic prohibition, Isser Darabanan, But if you thought that you needed to make a bracha and it turns out that it was unnecessary, it was in vain, so then that couldn't be considered a actual biblical daraisa violation of lo sisa. In the Achronim, there's a discussion if that's really the Rambam shita or not, but many think it is, the Shulchan Aruch perhaps shita, and it's worth noting, beyond the scope of this little shir, but you do find an interesting machlokes even in the poskim, and often, at least it's been my impression, that Sephardi poskim in the world of brachos are often more machmir on the question of suffik brachos lahakel, and they're often more lenient in not requiring a bracha in any case of doubt, because I think out of deference to this shita that they may be very sensitive to, that maybe any case of doubt, you're playing with a daraisa, according to the Rambam perhaps, if that's correct, that the Rambam holds that it's an iser daraisa. So we have one definite primary expression of this dibra, not to take an oath, completely a pointless oath, four ways of taking such a shavuah shav, a pointless oath that everyone agrees is included the primary expression of this dibra. And then we have debates about two other expressions. Number one was, if you stam randomly mention Hashem's name for no reason in out of complete context, like nothing to do with a shavuah, and the question of a bracha levatala. Whatever the daraisa includes, what is important to note is the severity of this particular prohibition. The pasuk itself, we started the pasuk, but the pasuk itself, we didn't finish it. The pasuk continues, Lo yinakeh Hashem es asher yisa es shmo lashav. That Hashem will never forgive someone who takes his name in vain. Quite a striking statement. It's just staring there right in the pasuk. And the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Lamites and others point out that in fact, back in the time of the Sanhedrin and the Bezdin, before someone would take a shvuah in court, the Bezdin would warn that person that the entire world, Shamayim v'aretz, shook and trembled with fear at the moment that the third dibra was given at Har Sinai. And to prove this point, the Beit Din would say to the litigants, you should know that other sins can be forgiven, and then quote our pasuk, but lo sisa, as the pasuk itself says, can never be forgiven, so you better be sure you're telling the truth when you're about to take this oath. That's the kind of fear and the warning that the court would give a person before taking an oath. So this pasuk is considered quite serious and taken quite literally, that it's very hard, if not impossible, to get forgiven. The Rambam actually points out, and Hilchos Shavuos on Daf, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, that even if a person got punished, even if a punishment may even with Malkos or other such things, it doesn't matter. You can never be totally forgiven or cleansed from this sin in this world because there's an element of Chil Hashem there. The Mishnah Perkei Avos in the fifth Perek includes among the punishments of taking Hashem's name in vain, Chayara Bal Yolam, deadly wild animals will come because of this. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel says many catastrophes will come, not only the wild animals, but the violent attack of your enemies, plague, famine, all sorts of terrible, terrible things can happen and come if you violate this Aveira. And the question is why? Why is it so, so bad? The Torah itself saying you can't get forgiven, all these other over-the-top kind of punishments. So, let's say for Achinuch here, as well as the Ibn Ezra, and specifically talking about when you take an oath, a pointless oath, so they basically say, listen, when you take a Shavua and use Hashem's name, basically what you're saying is, believe me, believe what I'm saying, my word is as true as Hashem himself. So if you take a frivolous, pointless Shavua, you know, denying something that's obviously true, confirming something that's obviously true, they're both pointless Shavuas, that shows a certain contempt, a certain frivolity with Hashem's name, and that is the sin. The Abarbanel as well elaborates on this point and says the bottom line is you have to view Hashem and his name with great awe and trepidation. And this is the opposite. If you take a shvuah of a shav or mention Hashem's name for no reason, you're showing a frivolous disregard for Kavod Shemayim. And as we saw from the Rambam previously, to violate it is a violation, if not only in this pasuk, but broadly of a lack of Yiras Shemayim. Ibn Ezra adds a second point. That not only is it a frivolity with the awe and reverence we should show towards Hashem, but it's also very, very severe because the nature of it is that once you get into the habit of doing it, it's so easy that it could become something that you just do every day. Ibn Ezra even says remarkably, things like murder or adultery. I mean, how often can you do those? As bad as they are, but you're not going to do those every day. It's just not realistic. But if you get into the habit of saying, taking Hashem's name for no reason, that can roll off the tongue, you know, all the time. And I think we all know people. I know people who all sorts of reasons for every reason for no, and for no good reason. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. You know, it rolls off the tongue so quickly. And it's just a bad habit to get into, and it's very easy to get into that habit if we are not careful with how we use Hashem's name. So the bottom line is, in terms of severity, are two issues. Number one is the most important one, the lack of seriousness and awe that we should have when we mention Hashem's name, which represents His essence, the frivolity with Kvod Shamayim. And number two is the fact that we don't appreciate how easy things come off, roll off the tongue, and that once we get into the habit of frivolous speech, it's very, very hard to break it. It can become something that becomes regularly part of who we are. Last but not least, I'll just mention an incredible, incredible teaching from the Psikta Rabasi. And I think Chazal are addressing something which is very relevant for us, which is the fact that, you know, we're not taking oaths. You know, when's the last time anyone took an oath with Hashem's name, without Hashem's name? We're not taking Hashem's name in vain in general, not with oaths. How much is this really relevant to us, you might ask? So the answer is, it might be, even in its more literal sense, but certainly the Psikta Rabasi more broadly explains that what does that mean, lo sisa shem Hashem? Don't carry Hashem's name, lashav, in vain. How do you carry Hashem's name? That's what lo sisa literally means. So the Medrash explains, do not carry Hashem's name in the sense of setting yourself up, acting as if you are Hashem's representative, acting as if you are an authority, if in fact you are not worthy. If you act all frum and make public displays of piety, Medrash gives an example back in the day when people used to wear tefillin all the time. You look like a man of God. You know, we might say a big yarmulke or tzitzis out or some other distinguishable and noticeable sign of being a religious Jew, especially if, even within the community, if you do things that are generally assumed to show you more religious or very religious, you do all that, but then you don't live up to that. Then you are carrying Hashem's name in an unworthy way. That's carrying Hashem's name in vain. And that is something that is a very, very serious way. And that is something that we, I think, unfortunately, can all relate to, and hopefully something that we can all work on, that if we carry Hashem's name, and we should be proud to carry Hashem's name to be His banner, it better not be lashava, it better not be in vain. The more we're identified with being religious, the more we have to live up to that standard.